Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for What's Up, starring Jack and Dick Watts, the dynamic duo of deplorables who come to you each and every week to teach you truth, justice, and the American way. And we are here today to do just that. And we're grateful to report that Georgia governorship is in the hands of Kemp and Stacey Abrams, as a consolation prize has been given a year's worth of meals at the Golden Corral all-you-can-eat buffet. Wonderful for you, Stacey. We're hoping that you will take advantage of this, which I am sure you will. And the Republican governor's in instead of that from Tallahassee. And Nelson has finally conceded to Scott. So we have some things that have really worked. And yet at the same time, none of those elections should have been contested. They were close. Boy, they were too close, really. But they were not things, and it was like, okay, this is close enough that we can steal the damn thing. And that's what, excuse me, in my estimation, they try to do. And now, Richard, what is it that you think about this?
Well, when you say it was close, I wonder, deep down in my heart of hearts, how close was it really? I mean, what really transpired, especially in Florida, you know, when all of a sudden they find a box of ballots in the back seat of a car somewhere. Come on. I mean, who's kidding who here? And Snipes or whatever her name is, as many times as she broke the law, if they don't do something about it, it's criminal. She should spend some time in the pokey. Or if nothing else, she should be charged one way or the other.
Well, that's how I feel about it, Dick. It really is. Just not right, not fair. And, you know, that brings us to what. Hold on one second. I've been coughing a lot. I'm not sure whether it's from some kind of cold or
California smoke
out there in those fires in California for days, and the air quality was so bad. But we will see. Now, today, we're going to go through and report card essentially on the Senate, the House, Trump, and us in our coverage of everything for the past 2 years. And let's start, I guess we'll start with the Senate. What is your first thought?
Well, I'm not really sure that either the Senate or the House deserves a good mark. I don't think that the Congress, the House, even should receive a passing grade. And I think if the Senate gets
I'd probably give them a
C minus.
A C minus. All right, so that
I give them a C
I'm
minus.
Start with the Senate, though. All right.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to give the Senate a B+. Let me explain why. They were able to get through two Supreme Court nominations when they only had 51 votes, which was, this was a really difficult thing for them to do. And because Obama, I'm going to give Obama in his second term, instead of an F, I'm going to give him a C+. Let me tell you why. Because from 2010 onward, he never filled any of the federal court vacancies. He just left them open for 6 years. So Trump comes into office and it's like, oh my gosh, I can transform the federal judiciary, the entire thing, because there are so many openings, and he has used and fulfilled the campaign promise by using, you know, judges, you know, that have been approved and recommended to him by the Heritage Foundation and one other group. I've forgotten exactly who they are, but they have been able to do this. And I think that that is absolutely an outstanding achievement, given how little they had no margin for error. And when you have, you know, senators like Corker and particularly Jeff Flake, and also, you know, at the time, Susan Collins and Murkowski, who were not that strong, then there was no margin for error, and they did a good job with that. So I'm gonna give the Senate a B+. I am, and McConnell, who everybody considers this terrible rhino, has been a brilliant strategist in using the rules of the Senate to do things. You know, to begin with, you know, he kept off Merrick Garland, never gave him an up and down vote, and of course that is, you know, the Democrats are still mad about that, but you don't let them be mad. You know, we got Gorsuch in his place, and now they've got, you know, Kavanaugh, and with those two. And the third, you know, being our good friend Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who supposedly is going to retire in January because her pancreatic cancer has come back. Now, that she's been able to hang on this long with pancreatic cancer is to her credit, to be honest with you. I mean, that, you know, pancreatic cancer, you know, like get a body bag, they're done. It kills so many people. And it you know, so I'm going to do that. Now let's go to the House. All right. You've got a C- for the Senate. I've got a B+. Okay. For the House, you've already said C-. Why C-?
For the House?
Yeah.
I didn't say C-. I'll say D-. I don't think the House
D-.
Did anything. Yeah, D-. Tell me one thing that they've gotten done. I mean, the whole thing with Obamacare, all of
well, they passed,
what have they?
The House did the tax cut, and it went through the Senate with no Democratic support. That was initiated by the House. They also passed, rescinding the Obamacare. The reason that it failed is because John McCain, as his last vote before he died, in the bitterness of his heart, because that's the truth about who he is, he, even though he campaigned against Obamacare, he voted for it. Just as he was walking out, someone heard him say, "Let's see Trump make America great again now." And, you know, this, it, just like John McCain. And, of course, you know, then, you know, he got sick and died. And, of course, his you know, they've championed him as a great hero, and, you know, I'm not going to even say anything about
that. Not the people that dealt with enough. Sorry.
Yeah.
Not the people that were in the service with him. Yeah. A little bit of a different story. Kind of like what was sung about Bird Dog, about what a great hero he was, but not to the people that he dealt with when he was in. And people died trying to find this idiot that was a deserter.
I get that. I get that. Now, what I don't like about what the House has done is that we had all of these hearings and everything, and it never went anywhere. Now the Democrats are in charge, and there, to my knowledge, I don't believe there is one of these corrupt people from the Obama administration that have had any consequences. I mean, none. So, you know, they did the tax cut, and they, you know, and they helped with that. We had both chambers of Congress and couldn't get the wall funded. Amazing. So I'm going to give them the C minus. I'll give them a C because the tax cut was, you know, I mean, that's what has made the economy and the deregulation.
Although the stuff, with the coal miners and everything else. But a lot of that was just Trump, wasn't it?
Yeah, a lot
writing
of that was just
presidential.
Trump.
Yeah.
So now we go to Trump. What do you say about him? With Chris Wallace yesterday, he gave himself an A+ and wondered if he could go higher.
I'll give him an A, but it's going to be an A- because Twitters too much, and there's stuff that he does that is, as far as I'm concerned, is not presidential at all, and it bothers me because it gives so much fodder to the media and idiots like Acosta from CNN. And it's, you know, and he goes after people personally, which, you know, to me, disrespects the presidency, you know, of this country. He's done more in 2 years than Obama did in 8 years, though Obama did a lot in his agenda to bring this country down. He tried. I give him credit for that. But Trump has reversed a lot of the things that Obama did, and which obviously needed to be done. And let me ask you a question out of it for a second. The Obamas. He was a senator and then president for 8 years, making $400,000 a year. How is it now, 2 years afterwards, his family's worth $180 million? I mean, all of these politicians, it bothers me that a lot of them, when it comes to, you know, voting on these bills and everything, they're more concerned about their own ass than they are about the people that they represent. And how many of them end up, Elizabeth Warren is a school teacher, and she has an $8 million house in Cambridge, Mass. Come on, give me a break. These people are all, they're on the take, and they don't want to lose because they don't want to lose the golden goose.
I agree with you. It's massive corruption, and frankly, it's probably a significant reason for the indebtedness I would not be a bit surprised if there was more than $1 trillion worth of corruption, or more than that. It's breathtaking when you think about it in its enormity, and so wrong. And of course, you know, that's truthfully why they're the most irritated with Trump, is that he's taken away from their ability to, you know, be corrupt.
You know what this country needs more than anything, Jack? You know what this country needs more than anything? Term limits on these people. The president can only be for two. The rest of those, they should all have a limit of two, just like the president. Getting fresh blood in there all the time. And put them out the pasture. I mean, some of them, my God, I see some of these senators, my God, they can barely get around. They're so increpidly old. It's ridiculous.
In the House, too. I mean.
Yeah, that's true.
I think Pelosi is going to be taking over. And isn't she 80 years old? Dianne Feinstein's 84 and just won another term. To his credit, Orrin Hatch, who was about that age, said, "That's it, I'm retiring."
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to. Trump made Jerusalem the capital, recognized that, and that was campaign promise. I like that. That was a big thing for me. The turnaround of the economy is, it's so extraordinary. The deregulation of the energy sector, so that now we are energy exporting, the mercy of the Saudis, in just a short time, the ability to take natural gas, liquefy it, put it on tankers, send it over to Europe, deliquefy it, and heat those homes and be in competition with Russia to keep them from dominating Western Europe with their energy. Huge. That we're not at war with North Korea. Huge. All of these things. At the same time, you're right about necessary drama and unforced errors. If it weren't for the unnecessary drama and unforced errors, I would give him the A+, because that's so significant. I'm going to go down to an A- for him too. I think that I think he's. You know what? I never. All right, let's go. Let's go now to what's up, and our own critique. And I'm going to say right to begin with, I never expected him the level of promises he's kept. That has been a real surprise to me, because we don't have any history of it. There aren't any presidents that, you know, I mean, they promise you 50 things and they deliver on three. It's almost like he's got, if you're lucky, it's almost like he's got 50 things on his desk sitting in front of him, and he comes in the morning and says, okay, you know, what promise have I made that I need to keep today? And you know what? I like that about him, but I did not anticipate that level of, and it's another reason that these other politicians hate him, because you know they make similar promises And now they're going to be held to a higher standard for keeping them because of Trump. I absolutely believe that. And I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
Did not see that coming. And second, I really believed that there would be a great, that there would be investigations of Hillary, of what happened in Benghazi, of what, Fast and Furious, of how Obama could be worth $180 million from, and all of these things. I thought that they would come out and that there would be real and legitimate consequences for them. And there hasn't.
Let me ask you a question, though. Where do you think that this country would be if the Democrats didn't fight him tooth and nail on every single thing that he's done, and the media? Everything, if he said that he walked across the street, they'd say that he tried to hit somebody with his car or something. Just something stupid, and they do it constantly. I mean, when you say things like CNN or MSNBC and the newspapers, other than a few, I think Fox, and sometimes I'm a little leery about some of the people at Fox. But if it wasn't for them, I mean, my God, nobody would know exactly what really happens. It's just ridiculous. And how much more he could have gotten done if they just they fought him tooth and nail. And this whole thing with the Mueller investigation. Are you kidding me? 2 years later, and how many millions of dollars, and they've got squat. Nothing. I give that an F minus for Mueller and his people. And that, of course, they're all Democratic lawyers to begin with. Isn't that amazing how that works? And Comey,
well,
we don't even get into that horse's nose.
There's been no consequences for these things, and I think it's been pretty definitively proven that the entire Mueller investigation did not have the predicate necessary. There was no crime. They just decided to investigate a person, and that is contrary to our Constitution and the president. You can't do that. And yet they did, and it's still ongoing. And if we're going to give in the administration, I'm going to give an absolute F to Jeff Sessions. I think he's a worse attorney general than Loretta Lynch or Holder. Yeah. At least they were busy with it. I mean, he went after MS-13, and he's got a bunch of them out of the country. That's all that I see that he did. I mean, I'm very disappointed in his performance. I think it was just
obviously Trump
woefully inadequate.
And it kills me that the Democrats, session this and that, and he's in this and that, and then he leaves, and it goes, oh, how could you do that? We all like Jeff Sessions. And it's like, oh, my God. If you had a red carnation on your shirt, they'd say, where'd you get that white carnation? And believe it. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get back to us because we're running close on time. I'm going to give us a B minus.
I give us a B minus?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
I mean, we've been right on a lot of things, but I think, we were very heavy in the Trump camp, and maybe we needed to be a little more on certain things riding the fence, or the wall, as the case may be. But maybe a solid B. Let's give us a solid B. Because we can't,
well,
let's not be obnoxious and look like a Democrat and give ourselves an A.
Okay, I'd say a B or B minus because we were more hopeful than we were accurate on a couple of things, and you know, and that's really is the truth. Now, about the caravan at the border, I'm going to predict that there's going to be bloodshed. It's going to be a peaceful thing at all.
There may be bloodshed in Mexico alone. The people in Tijuana are up in arms at the Mexican government for busing all of these people up there, and they don't want them. They want nothing to do with them. They say they interviewed some guy and said Trump was right. They're all a menace.
Teenage
they're all criminals. They're all criminals.
Mm-hmm. I think that that's going to be a pretty significant battle. I think they're going to try and go through the gates like they did, you know, from Guatemala to Mexico and you know, storm it.
Well,
and
they might, unless they have a lot of mattresses with them, they're going to find it hard to get through that razor wire. But I guess there's a will, there's a way. Yeah.
I think that's going to be a tough deal. I would like to see Trump nominate Chris Christie to be the Attorney General. A lot of people say, well, he's a rhino. Remember, it was Lindsey Graham who's a rhino, and Mitch McConnell, who's a rhino, and Susan Collins, who's a rhino. And, boy, they delivered some solid stuff. But Susan Collins, what you got up there, that was that might as well have been a sermon. It was just so heart-touching and right on and virtuous. I loved it. But I'm just kind of thinking that Christie is strong enough to battle the deep state. And I don't see, I like Trey Gowdy better as a person and commentator. I don't think he's as strong as Chris Christie. I know he is. So, well, we've just got a minute. What is your opinion on that?
Well,
I know the dogs agree with me.
Yeah. To tell you the truth, I'd take either one of them. I don't know who this, what's his name? Whitford, the guy that is in there now. And of course they're trying to get a court order to say that he doesn't belong there and that's not going to happen. But, so I'd like to see somebody in there that is going to get the ball rolling on a lot of different things. Yeah, I mean, it was nice, MS-13, but there's still thousands of them here. Not a couple of hundred, but thousands.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree with you. All right. We're out of time, so let me just say, Richard, thank you. We'll do our best to get a B plus or A minus by 2020. And in 2020 hindsight, let me just say God bless you and God bless the United States of America. Good night and God bless everybody. Bye-bye.